You are listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Niu Honglin. Going for the Spring Festival New Year's to go home is supposedly the happiest time for the Chinese people. But you know what? This year, as it has become a little bit of a trend for fashion houses, yes, that is to include the zodiac sign of the Chinese Lunar New Year into designs. And there are many fashion houses that have done this year, but why are people simply not happy with this exclusive design of the rooster?
Yes, it's official start of the year of the rooster in the Chinese zodiac begins on January 28th, and the fashion industry has been paying homage in a big way. From Dior's rooster bracelet to Calvin Klein's red and gold unmentionables, luxury retailers' New Year-themed products are leaving Chinese consumers a bit disgruntled. And so, yeah, this is the year of the rooster. I don't know if you guys have seen some of these, what they thought were lucrative designer brands targeted at the Chinese consumer. But I'll tell you, I looked at these things and I was like, what? This was weird. Okay, so we can't talk fashion and not talk to you, Hyung. What did you think of some of these things?
Yeah.
Did they get your approval?
Well.
Did you love them?
Did I love them? Are you kidding me? I have had a look through all the photos from these major fashion brands or, you know, designer houses, whatever you call them, and I simply have been appalled. But can I please point out one factor or one fact? That is the rooster. The zi is not particularly a cute animal. Mm-hmm. It's not like a panda. Well, that's not included in the Chinese zodiac, but one of the cuter animals.
Yeah.
I understand that for fashion designers this year, if they really want to incorporate the rooster sign into their design, it is particularly hard because roosters are just not cute.
Yeah, with their little head and their moving little eyes and they have chubby, really, chubby buddy.
And pointy beak.
Oh, yeah, pointy beak.
Yes.
And I want to read this sentence because I want to say a bravo to the researcher who wrote this sentence. It's about the Dior's rooster bracelet and the golden chubby rooster on the red string looks like he's pregnant, and his daring eyes seem to say that he's angry. Maybe he's not happy with simply being. And I think that is just a great sentence that is showcasing my feel towards these weird, weird design. And I understand you want to open the Chinese market. You want to kind of show your respect to Chinese consumers. If you really want to do that, do it in a pretty way. Don't
The
poor, poor rooster go.
My thing is, these fashionistas that made this stuff, they better be wearing this stuff too. Otherwise, how could they expect other people to wear it?
Mm-hmm.
I looked at I think it was the MCM's rooster bag, and the rooster was in the shape of a heart, and I'm like, ugh. Maybe it's just because I'm a guy, and like, I'm a guy who doesn't appreciate maybe this high fashion sense, but I was looking at it like, oh my god, tacky.
I'm with you.
And I hardly think it's high fashion.
High fashion.
I almost feel offended because it's like they're saying this kind of design will be liked in China. It's like saying Chinese people will like a red and green design kind of rooster. And that is not true. We don't like that.
That's interesting because for Chinese people, we usually think that if it's a particularly stark contrast of colors, let's say the red and the green, it's been considered as not a very good taste. Or it sometimes, if we look at a completely different light. Mm-hmm. It's very Dongbei or northeastern part of China, and it is part of China that is more connected with the earth in terms of aesthetics. And with such things in mind, it is very difficult for Chinese people to accept the really bright colors and contrast. And there's one very interesting notion that Niu Honglin, you just brought up, that is, can't you just please make it pretty? But pretty and beautiful, such things are such subjective terms. And here's the interesting part that I can totally understand, that for these international fashion brands, the designers have put in the utmost consideration and they're thinking that Chinese people are supposed to like this.
They're trying.
But it's simply not getting the point for Chinese people. When us Chinese people look at this and we're just baffled and appalled and think, are you kidding me? That is simply tacky. So what do you think is this understanding of, let's say, you know, what's beautiful of China in the Western sense and in the Chinese sense? Maybe there is no way in meeting in the middle.
That's probably right. And also, it's because that we have already grown out of that way of thinking what beauty is, and we used to have that element in Chinese fashion world, and when Western designers are borrowing it, they simply think it's a foreign thing, it's a Chinese thing, maybe it's traditional, maybe it's interesting or still good looking to Chinese people. But the fact is, it's already past, it's already old fashioned, and we don't like it anymore.
Yeah, I think they're trying. And so, yeah, that gap's sometimes hard to bridge. But I would say, look at the stuff that we always find we like in common. And they could have marketed on something like that. I mean, according to the New York Times, 39% of Chinese people with some wealth think the logo is no longer a priority. Niche high-end brands can kind of learn from that. And I think, you don't need to make it so obvious. I feel like all of these things, it was really forced. It
trying
was really
too hard.
Trying to like throw it in your face. Look. Instead, it's like, I think many times too in the Chinese culture, subtleness is appreciated. Not that in your face. So at the same time, I think they tried, but they didn't try hard enough. They didn't do their research on how they would respond. Chinese people, being the consumers of these products, would respond to the high fashion.
Yeah.
Why you do this?
Well, it's hardly high fashion, Ryan. It's just very...
That's right. Yes, do forgive me. Fashionista.
It feels very much off the rack if you...
I like that terminology.
Need my honest opinion. And especially this year, I'm particularly appalled, disgusted by Gucci with its design of all kinds of roosters on this background of the Gucci monogram. And you know what it says? It's not only tacky, but it's also unimaginative. And I smell new money without any taste.
Do you smell chicken?
Unnatural chicken.
Yes, and I'm always up for some fried chicken, actually. That
Ooh.
Sounds pretty good. And yeah, with these designs, I think simply it needs to do more market research towards the targeted audience. And what you imagine is Chinese is not Chinese for Chinese people. You're listening to Roundtable, and that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you so much, as always, to tune into our live show. I'm so happy you're here with us. You can always find us at Easy FM Roundtable on WeChat. That's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.
Chunji Kuai Le.
Happy Chinese New Year and Spring Festival's Eve.
鸡年吉祥，
鸡年大吉大利，祝你一切顺利。